And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shebi, which is the king's dale.
And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth-horon, and smote them to Azekah and unto Makkedah. And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. And he smote them from Aroer even until thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter. And he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Etam. And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead. And the ark of God is taken. And he smote the men of Beth-shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, even he smote of the people 50,310 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, an half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plough. How much more if haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found? Or had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And it came to pass, as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines, and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. So David and his men went to Keilah, and fought with the Philistines, and brought away their cattle, and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag, behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place. And it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. And the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and chariots, and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter. So there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Wherefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria. And they smote him, and carried away a great multitude of them captives, and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. Hath he smitten him as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies.
He hath utterly destroyed them, he hath delivered them to the slaughter. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord hath a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet, till there be no place. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, Let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me, and tried mine heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. Moab is spoiled, and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Slay all her bullocks, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. And, behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? It contemneth the rod of my son as every tree. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their heart may faint, and their ruins be multiplied. Ah, it is made bright, it is wrapped up for the slaughter. At his right hand was a divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to cast them out, and to build a fort. And thou, son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord God concerning the Ammonites, and concerning their reproach. Even say thou, the sword is drawn, for the slaughter it is furbished to consume because of the glittering. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyrus, Shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed, to the end that every one of the Mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. Thus saith the Lord my God, Feed the flock of the slaughter. And I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. And I took unto me two staves, the one I called Beauty, and the other I called Bands, and I fed the flock. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, as it is written, For thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. For this Melchizedek, a king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanted. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter.